Yes, it's time for the big question in which we tackle a major news story of the day. The Telegraph this week report that the ultra wealthy are deserting Britain, piling extra pressure on public finances. A series of punishing tax changes, political uncertainty and more difficult migration rules have caused the ultra wealthy to shun the UK and take their money elsewhere. Experts have warned that this has reduced the nation's tax intake and resulted in higher taxes on ordinary households to fill the gap. According to analysis by migration consultancy Henley & Partners, the country has seen a net outflow of 12,000 wealthy individuals, those with assets and cash of more than £800,000, since 2017, with 1,500 rich individuals leaving last year alone. Given that wealthy people pay a disproportionately large amount of tax in relation to other citizens, are we shooting ourselves in the foot? Let's debate this with Yaron Brook, author and podcaster, and Paddy Joe Shannon, co-editor of the Socialist Standard. Let me start with you, Paddy Joe Shannon. Lovely to have you on the programme. Do we demonise the rich? After all, it appears that last year we lost 1,500 wealthy people. They've taken their tax money elsewhere.
I mean, if you've been following the news from the World Economic Forum at Davos, apparently 200 millionaires are demanding that the rich pay more tax. So now we've got the interesting situation where even the rich say that the rich should be taxed. But my view on this wouldn't, if I tell you what I think about the rich and tax, it probably wouldn't make all that much sense unless I give it a bit of context. So is it okay if I sort of do that first?
Well, yeah,
Paddy Joe, the
time is tight, but if you can do it succinctly, you're more than welcome.
Well, I'll do it quickly then. As you said, I'm a part of the Socialist Party of Great Britain. And most people, you know, the socialist, communist, it means different things. So to cut through the fog, I want to suggest a sort of analogy. Supposing that you and I and a bunch of us are shipwrecked on a tropical island, and we need to discuss our best survival strategy. Now, one option, maybe you suggest it, is, you know, we work together, we pool our skills and resources, and we survive that way. I make the opposing suggestion that because I own a boat, I therefore have the right to be in charge, tell you what to do, and make you do all the work. Now, remember that the issue is our survival. So the question is, do we stick with the principle, the tradition of private property, or do we ditch that and work as a democratic collective in order to survive? Now, it's the same logic if you scale it right up to the size of the Earth, because the Earth is an island in space and we're all trying to survive on it. So what is our best survival strategy? Rich elites or collective cooperation? Now, that's the analogy over with. So if I then come to look at the question of taxing the rich, I think you can probably understand from that that what I'm really trying to say is we don't want any rich or poor. We don't want a situation of private property and the rich 1% holding an incredible amount of power and control in the world while the rest of us do all the work and have no real say. Plus the fact that capitalism is, you know, driving climate change, species extinction and all the rest of it. Do you see my sort of perspective?
Okay. Well, look, thank you for that succinct overview, Paddy Joe Shannon. Yaron Brook is an author and podcaster. You've written at length about the issue of wealth. What do you think about 1,500 people of high net worth leaving the United Kingdom last year? What does that tell us about what's happening to the British economy?
Well, first of all, it tells us that the 200 millionaires who wrote that letter arguing to raise their own taxes are being disingenuous, because obviously, you should evaluate them based on what they do, not what they say. And they're leaving. They're leaving because taxes are high. They don't want their taxes raised, and nor should they want their taxes raised. These are some of the most productive human beings on the planet. The ultra-rich, or a dominant number of the ultra-rich, certainly in countries like the United States and the UK, are people who produced and created. They are products of the fact that we have chosen a society of cooperation. We have chosen a society of division of labor. We have chosen a society in which people specialize, And their area of expertise is entrepreneurial wealth creation. The workers don't have jobs without entrepreneurs and without financiers and without managers and without CEOs and without the people who actually contribute the bulk of the wealth creation in our societies. So I think we do demonize them. We demonize the productive ones more than we demonize the ones who inherit the money. We're much more favorable towards the royal family in England, it seems to me, than we are favorable towards the entrepreneur who builds his wealth and creates his wealth and is actually employs people and changes the world. And we've seen the consequence of what happens when you do away with the division of labor, when you do away with private property, the consequence of mass starvation and mass death. This is an issue of survival. Capitalism is the means by which human beings survive. Without capitalism, you would have a lot fewer people on planet Earth, and they would be a lot, lot poorer than they are today.
However, is it not morally wrong, Yaron Brook, that people drive around central London, central Manchester as well, Birmingham, in gold-plated Lamborghinis worth £1 million? Is that right morally?
It might be in bad taste, but I don't see how it's morally wrong. It's not. It's their money. They can do whatever they want with it. It's not offending anybody. It's not hurting anybody. It's not at anybody's expense. They're not exploiting anybody in spite of what the socialists might say.
Does it reflect?
What's morally offensive about it?
You're on. Does it reflect a broken system, though, that you've got people driving around in gold-plated Lamborghinis, driving past people on the pavement who haven't got a roof over their head?
Yes, I think it does represent a broken system. It represents the fact that there's so many people in England today that don't have jobs and don't have jobs where they're productive enough to make a living wage. And that is a consequence of too much government interference, too much regulation, and taxes that are too high. Kicking out 1,500 wealthy entrepreneurs who are the job creators in our economy is not going to help the person who is sleeping in the street. The way to help the person sleeping in the street is to encourage more entrepreneurs, to encourage more wealth creation, to encourage more job creation. That's how you deal with poverty. You don't deal with poverty by redistributing wealth. You deal with poverty by creating wealth.
Okay. Listen, Paddy Joe Shannon, final point to you. I think the socialist utopia is some way off. So can we just talk about where we are today, Paddy Joe, and the fact that those people driving around in Lamborghinis, well, they spend a lot of money when they're in this country. They pay a lot of tax. They create jobs. They often invest. How is it good news for the NHS, for policing, for nurses, for teachers, for public investment if they leave the country? How does that help the public sector?
Well, it probably doesn't. I mean, my view is if people want to tax the rich and you more because, you know, they do pay tax, but if people want to tax the rich more, well, you know, knock yourselves out.
We've done that, and they're leaving, Paddy Joe. So how does that work? How is that good for poor people? How is that good for the public sector?
I think that I'd like to pick up a point that was made earlier, which is a sort of assumption you see a lot, which is that the rich create wealth. I mean, the rich provide the money for jobs and all that sort of thing, but where did they get the money? Well, from previous profits. Money doesn't create wealth. People do by working. It's workers that create wealth. That's the basic, you know, all wealth is created by the labor of human beings. If you take a bag of coins and stick it in a field and wait for 2 weeks, it's not going to build you any factories or any hospitals. It's human beings that create wealth. So what we need in the world to create wealth is workers. We don't need the rich. We could quite happily organize the world as a giant cooperative without the rich.
There are no workers without entrepreneurs and people with have ideas. What creates wealth are ideas and the ability to organize workers to do the work. They don't self-organize. It's never happened, never will happen.
Okay. Well, look, a fascinating debate. This show is all about opinions. Paddy Joe Shannon, it's been brilliant to have you on the show. I do hope you'll come back and see us again soon. Fascinating conversation. Co-editor of the highly respected socialist standard, bit of an iconic tome, that is. Do give it a look if you've got time. And a good friend of mine, Yaron Brook, of course, one of the most popular talk show hosts in America. Check out his YouTube channel. He's got a gazillion subscribers, author, podcaster, you name it. We'll see you again soon, Yaron.